This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
More questions than answers after a small business plane flew over Washington, D.C. Sunday afternoon, prompting the military to send up a fighter jet before the small plane crashed in Virginia. The AP's Jennifer King with what we know.
An unresponsive business plane that caused a military scramble over Washington, D.C. Sunday crashed with no survivors. Military sources confirmed the wayward plane was not responding to radio signals. It caused the military to scramble an F-16 fighter jet that caused a sonic boom audible in the D.C. Capital Region. John Rumpel told the New York Times that his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were returning to their home in East Hampton, New York, after visiting his house in North Carolina. A White House official says President Biden, who was playing golf at Joint Base Andrews with his brother at the time, had been briefed on the incident and that it had no impact on his movements on Sunday. I'm Jennifer King.
California's attorney general said the state of Florida appears to have arranged for a group of South American migrants to be dropped off outside a Sacramento church. Bishop Jaime Soto with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Sacramento says they are trying to help the migrants.
Help them to get their bearings and then also, help them to, whatever the immigration process that's been set up for them at the border, that they can be followed through and they can get hopefully some prompt resolution to their case.
Bishop Jaime Soto in Sacramento. He talked to KXTV. China says the U.S. should correct its wrongdoings. It's pointing a finger at Washington after what the U.S. calls an unsafe maneuver in the Taiwan Strait, in which a Chinese Navy ship cut across the path of an American destroyer, forcing the U.S. vessel to slow down to avoid a collision. Beijing claims the strait is part of its exclusive economic zone. This is AP News. Authorities say a driver touched off a crash on a Missouri roadway over the weekend that killed 4 people on motorcycles. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the driver of a Toyota Corolla crossed the center line of Route 39 near Aurora on Saturday afternoon, striking 5 motorcycles riding together. 2 of the drivers and their female passengers were thrown from the bikes and killed. 7 more suffered injuries, and 1 of the motorcycles caught on fire. Police tell local media a 51-year-old woman was driving the Toyota and has been arrested on suspicion of impairment. 1 of the victims was just 17 years old. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Abbey of Mont-Saint-Michel in France has reached a ripe old age. It's been 1,000 years since the laying of its first stone. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.